Second and final day today of Cardinal George Pell's appeal hearing. It's wrapped up in Melbourne. The court has reserved its decision, so now we wait. We wait now on the three appeals judges. They'll go through the evidence, decide whether or not they will overturn the jury's guilty verdict against Cardinal Pell for historic child sex abuses. It was a day today without, some drama. Crown Prosecutor Christopher Boyce accidentally gave away the complainant's surname. It was omitted from the live stream from the court thanks to a 15-second delay. Former Catholic priest Terry Laidler is a psychologist who's followed Cardinal Pell's committal appeal hearings, and he joins us now. Terry, welcome.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yeah, committal right through to appeal.
A very long journey after these 2 days of appeal evidence. What's the flavour you're getting from what you've heard?
Well, what you hear is only part of what's going on. I mean, the judges at appeal had a walkthrough of the cathedral. They've got voluminous, notes from both the appellant and from the prosecution in the trials. At one stage they were talking about, volume 9 of the Cardinal Pell's team's submission to them. So what you see and hear in the 2 days that they go to court is only a tiny fraction of what's actually been put to the judges.
And yesterday, of course, we heard a long and very deliberate presentation from the defence as to why that jury verdict may be unsound. What do we hear today to counter that?
Something entirely different. It was an appeal hearing in two parts. Mr. Walker yesterday was articulate, purposive, and very, very clear in his exposition. Mr. Boyce today lacked the same rhetorical skills, I think that's fair to say, and very often sort of faltered through his material, such that on three or four occasions I remember, one or other of the judges of the Court of Appeal had to put his point to him and get him to agree with it. They were very, very different presentations, and what you make of that, I don't know, but they couldn't have been more contrasting.
And it's rather hard to divine anything from the Sphinx-like presence of the appeal bench?
Look, they intervened a lot more today than they did yesterday, but whether that is just to sort of shore up their view that what they heard today is something they'll give weight to or not, it's really hard to say. There were no knockout blows, I'd say, either yesterday or today. The Cardinal Pell side relies on the view that there was a huge range of circumstantial evidence, any one piece of which, or cumulatively, could in fact give any jury reasonable doubt. The prosecution relies on the view that the jury heard the evidence of the complainant, whose name was revealed today, but mercifully hasn't gone the rounds, heard the evidence of the complainant, found it reliable and honest beyond reasonable doubt, looked at other evidence to see whether it made them doubt that account, and decided in the long run that it didn't. Monsignor Charles Portelli's evidence became quite central in both submissions.
Explain that to us, Terry, just briefly.
Monsignor Portelli was the Master of Ceremonies at the Cathedral. His job was to accompany Archbishop Pell, as he was at the time, through all liturgical events at the Cathedral. He gave evidence that in the main was about Archbishop Pell's usual practice, but on specific occasions was asked to recall what happened on certain days. And he gave evidence that he remembered clearly what happened on certain days where it was possible that these events could have occurred. He both times, though, when asked to recall what happened immediately after the events he recalled couldn't recall. So, today, one of the justices, I think it might have been Justice Weinberg, invited him to invited Mr. Boyce to say that they should consider that Monsignor Portelli was an unreliable witness, and he wouldn't say it. So it gets into that realm of how difficult it is to remember events that happened 20 or more years ago for both the complainant but also for the witnesses who gave evidence. And Mr. Walker's proposition yesterday was quite clearly that that's where Cardinal Pell's forensic disadvantage lies, that it's very, very hard to give evidence that proves absolutely conclusively that something didn't happen about something that happened 20 or more years ago.
Well, now, Terry, we wait. Any speculation would be fairly idle on our part, but thank you for that very tidy summary.
Thank you.
Former Catholic priest and broadcaster Terry Laidler, a psychologist who's followed that case of Cardinal Pell and those historic sex abuse findings from committal all the way now to appeal.